Okay, we will proceed to item number three, PR-2020-003484, SD-2023-000048, preliminary plat, sketch plat of 1/11/23 at the DFT. Preliminary plat was heard initially at 4/13 or 4/12/23 by the DHO. The group and Ron Hensley, agents for Nafusa Pastun, request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots 2 and 3, Block 12, Unit 3, Volcano Cliff Subdivision zoned R1D, located on Mojave Street Northwest between Unser Boulevard and Tuxuki Drive, containing approximately 4.25 acres. This has been deferred about 8 times. Property owners are Festoon Nafasia, creating 19 lots from existing tracks. Mr. Hensley, would you state your name and address for the record on this case? And I'll swear you in on this case.
Ron Hensley, 300 Branding Iron Road, Southeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87124.
Okay, Mr. Hensley, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. We were down to one item, which was the constructability of the sanitary sewer line into the open space. And I did review that. Let me go through. Do you have any additional supplemental information you'd like to provide for the record?
No, I believe this, exhibit demonstrates the limited area of disturbance, and per, although not conceding the open space requirements, demonstrates the only surface disturbance and no permanent improvement to be visible after construction, which meets the open space requirements.
This is Hearing Officer Berger. Thank you very much. We'll go to the general public. Is there anybody in the general public that would like to comment on agenda item number three? Okay, seeing none, we will go through the DFT members. We'll start with the Water Authority, Mr. Kuhl.
This is Andre Hull with the Water Authority. We don't have any objections to this preliminary plat.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We'll go to Court Enforcement, Mr. Palmer.
Yes, this is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. As the IDO indicates, the 45-foot required buffer, which we've spoken about in prior hearings, must be approved by the open space superintendent. Code Enforcement is still waiting to get a confirmation that Parks is in agreement with the plat proposed, showing that Tract A will serve as that buffer. The required landscape buffer area ideally should be clearly marked and or noted on the plat, as discussed in prior hearings in May and June, going back that far. I would just like some clarification on that matter and confirmation that Parks is in agreement and satisfied with that buffer requirement being met from IDO 52J2A1.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Palmer. It's my understanding that the 45-foot buffer was, landscape buffer was on either side of this tract, and that the street also met that criteria, but we'll let Parks and Recreation weigh in, which we'll do that at this time. Whitney?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I'm not sure what happened on the last one. So just to answer Mr. Palmer, open space is comfortable with the 45-foot landscape buffer on either side of the single loaded street and tract A. We are just asking that the Boca Negra Arroyo on the plat be labeled as NRBOP, or sorry, NRPOB for major public open space, and note that it is Petroglyph National Monument. On the plat, this helps our staff when they take in building permits to recognize that there is major public open space adjacent to the property. And then on the plat in Tract A, we need a note lining the 45-foot landscape buffer, and where it is on that on Tract A. And then please note that the landscaping in that landscape buffer, both the plant species and the location of the plants will need to be approved by the open space superintendent. I think it would also be important to note that there is no access allowed into the monument without any coordination or permission from the National Park Service. We ask that you please acquire any permits as required by the National Park Service prior to the sewer connection, and have any pre-construction meetings with Open Space and National Park Service staff as required. I think planning is going to discuss those requirements a little bit more. And then just note that future development, the majority of the site is within 330 feet of major public open space. And so the lots will need to meet the design standards in IDO 14-16-52-J1. And that's all I have for our comments. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Could I get you to put the condition, and what I wanted you to articulate was no public access. Did that include pedestrian access to the park?
Correct. The National Park Service has a visitor use plan that does not allow unofficial access into the monument. That's sort of a new thing. And so we do want access into open space, but in this situation,
okay, if I could, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon, if I could get you to put those conditions, start writing those conditions into the chat. Mr. Hensley, did you want to respond to that, or did you just have your hand up?
This is Ron Hensley. The applicant still maintains, this is not within the monument boundary. To be within the monument, as established in the legislation establishing the monument, the property rights must be owned by the Department of Interior. Therefore, has been established in title reports and agreed to by the city. The city does not own it. The Park Service does not own it. It is still in private ownership. So we're still maintaining that position.
Mr. Hensley, this is Hearing Officer. We recognize that what we're showing is the proposed layout, IDO requirements and the buffering requirements for major public open space, which is what the property is zoned. I do understand and do recognize your ownership issues, and that's something that you can continue to voice. But right now, I do understand that. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and move on to hydrology.
Hydrology has an approved revised grading drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of May 15th, 2023. Hydrology still needs approvals from National Park and Open Space.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon, but based on you can approve this for conceptual grading and drainage, they have approval from your office?
Yes, this is not conceptual. This is a revised grading drainage plan. This is final. It was already approved in May 2023.
Okay. So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So for the record, all you're saying is before they move construction to construction, they will need to get that concurrence.
That's correct, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you very much. And we'll go on to transportation. Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. All comments have been addressed. No objection.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We'll go to planning.
Okay, I'm going to share my major comments here. So The applicant, and this is Jolene Wolfley, the applicant has provided a plan view of the sewer connection to the manhole, a cross section of that connection, both from the north, south, and east west planes, is likely necessary to understand the disturbance. It's unclear why the applicant didn't provide that information. I think parks and major public open space would benefit from being able to see that as well as planning.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Any other comments? And I can give you my...
I'm scrolling to them.
Okay. While you're scrolling to them, where I am looking at is right now what Mr. Hensley has is a jack and bore operation. So there'll be no disturbance to the surface. It'll all be subsurface. So his jacking pit is actually on his property, and that he'll use the manhole as the receiving location and then core into that. So there's no disturbance on the surface. But I'll go to Mr. Hensley.
This is Ron Hensley. The comment from Open Space, Parks and Rec, that surface disturbance was not an issue. The detail I've shown is actually a standard excavation of a utility trench. So there will be surface disturbance of approximately 36 square feet. But in accordance with the open space requirements, no permanent improvement will be visible on the surface. So no further requirements were... Now, there was no further requirements under the open space issues. And I believe we've demonstrated the cross section of the trench and the plan view of the trench. And I think we've provided enough information to get a very good understanding of the 9-foot trench that we are proposing.
Thank you. Could I see if the city engineer is available, Mr. Hensley or Mr. Bohannon?
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Yes, Mr. Beazar, can you weigh in? He may be engaged. Why don't we go? We'll come back to that point.
Okay. Because I do not think we saw a cross section of that disturbance, which was something the city engineer brought up to me. Are you still seeing on the screen my comments with red highlights?
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon, yes.
Okay, so this is a small thing, but I just want to make sure Mr. Hensley writes city standard specification instead of standard section on the infrastructure list for the drainage pond. We keep instructing him to make that change. It hasn't happened yet. We would like to add a condition that the applicant does need to meet with Planning, Open Space, and National Parks. This is a new requirement we're implementing, and that by the time of final plat, there would be a sensitive lands preservation plan that would show where construction fencing would be located and the setbacks in order to preserve the major public open space.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Wolfley, go back to that one condition real quick. Is that published, the sensitive lands preservation plan, under what portion of the IDO is that
enforced? So there's a requirement in 5.2K for construction mitigation, but it says per the DPM. So we've created a standard specification until we can get that in the DPM that talks about this sensitive lands preservation plan. And I think Mr. Beazar is also adding it to the drainage ordinance, just because some of the problems that we've been experiencing on projects.
Yeah, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So I understand what you're concerned, but as of today, those aren't in place yet.
No, but it could be a requirement for the final plat.
This is
just because the IDO is not giving enough indication. And as you're aware, as a hearing officer, this is the major area of Petroglyph National Monument where most of the visitors visit. So the IDO allows us to put in place anything that we need to preserve open space. I can try to find that site for you. So you do have discretion here.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. If you wouldn't mind, just in sake of being thorough, I'd like to have that in the record.
Okay. And let me just finish these and then I'll look for that. I'm still a little uncomfortable. I'd be interested in the city engineer as well. So this tract A has turned into a combination drainage pond on this end. This is supposed to be just pure landscape buffer. And then this middle part is a road. You know, I'm not a civil engineer, but I feel uncomfortable that this does not adequately communicate that this particularly here is a 45-foot buffer area and the plants need to be approved per the open space superintendent. I don't think the plat is adequate in identifying that to as this goes forward and there's various building permits that would be issued for the lots, et cetera. I would be more comfortable if this part here was its own tract. I know that this eastern is a drainage pond right here. And so that's on the grading and drainage plan, but this portion here is not really clearly identified what it is.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So I'm looking at the plat. So they have some general notes 5 and 6. So they're treating that whole area as a tract. And then on that, they have public access, drainage easements. What you would be looking for would be articulation of the drainage portion on tract A, as well as the articulation of the utilities and the public access point, leaving the balance to be landscaping. Is that a fair statement of your concern?
To be quite honest, just given some problems we've had recently with a plat, is like the more clear we make it today without general notes of, and if public access means the road, you know, that's, there is a road. Kelso Dunes Loop will loop around here. The eastern area this is all on this plat is tract A. And the eastern area is the drainage pond, and that has plant material per this open space superintendent. The single loaded street is its own thing. And then on this far western edge, just north of tract of lot 5, I believe that's the right number, that is a landscape buffer. And I don't think that's clearly articulated on the plat, and that will be a problem in the future. Based on my experience from some recent cases where we've been dealing with old plats. So I think I would recommend it be a separate tract. If that's not what you think is ideal, then I think there needs to be a note specific to that area north of, you know, it's the same width as lot 5, and that needs to be shown that that's a landscape buffer. It's a required landscape buffer. And the plant material must be approved by the open space superintendent. And that actually applies to that area and the drainage pond, because those are the areas that will have, you don't want to have, you know, you want to have things that look like the open space. And then you also don't want to have plant material that introduces invasive species into the open space. And that's the reason for the open space superintendent having authority over those areas.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Biazar, are you available? If you could unmute, turn your camera on. Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon.
Could Robert or someone, could you go try to find Mr. Biazar? Because I think this is important with regard to...
Ms. Wolf, let me give you my thinking on track day right now. I understand your concerns, and I think I think that can be done with some dashed lines articulating what portions are utilities, what portions are specifically landscapings, what portion will be basically a public access. But what I like about this approach is that it's very clear that this whole track is a buffer to the monument. That's what I like about it. I do hear your concerns about articulating the specific elements of track day to meet that buffering requirement. So that's my thinking right now, but let me let Mr. Biazar chime in. Mr. Biazar, there's two questions on the table. The first question is on the trench detail. They're proposing to do actually open trench, and I mistook that. Anyways, they're going to do a open trench, which is about a 36 square foot impact. Parks and Recreation has indicated that's a minor impact. That's one question. We'd like your opinion on it. The second question is what's on the screen right now is Tract A. And I don't know if you heard my interpretation. Tract A needs articulation for landscaping, drainage, and access. And Planning Department would like to see separate tracks versus one track with the uses identified in that one track. Is that a fair statement, restatement, Ms. Wolfley?
Either that, or as you were saying, Mr. Hearing Officer, that there be some dashed lines in track day with notes to show what the intention is for landscape buffer on the west, you know, Kelso Dunes Loop Road in the middle, and on the east, a drainage pond. And that's partly to, you know, it's easy to say today, we all understand this, but when issues come up in the future, like we're dealing with the current plat, the more clear we can make the plat, the better off we're going to be in the future if there's ever, like, you know, the HOA decides they want to, I don't know, put something in that area and they don't understand it's actually a required landscape buffer.
Mr. Biazar?
Mr. Hearing Officer, I think either way it will work. Like you mentioned, if you show dash lines kind of showing which area is what, that'll work. Or if you decide to break it into three tracks, we could just make that decision right now, say it's going to be track A, B, C, and approve it based on that condition. Either way, I think it'll work. Then back to your question on the connection, I believe that could be considered minor minor work within the open space. It would be nice to just as part of the it would be cross sections provided to ensure that, you know, contractor doesn't go crazy and go beyond those construction limits. So a couple of sections through that would be great.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Okay, thank you. I'm going to go to Ms. Phelan first and then Mr. Hensley.
Hi, thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. I had put conditions in the chat that I thought were reflecting our request that the landscape buffer be identified. I was thinking along the same lines of having the dotted sort of line showing the 45 feet and notating it as a required landscape buffer to the open space. If I need to edit that or change that, just let me know. And then as far as our concerns about the 36 square foot into the open space, into the monument property, we didn't feel like it would trigger the EPC site plan requirement, but there is still an access permit that will be required through the National Park Service. And so that's where that pre-construction meeting and the additional documentation was something that the National Park Service noted in reviewing this, that the section view would be helpful for them to issue that permit.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon, and yes, that would be during the construction. They would have to have that prior to construction. So then it's very well documented. Mr. Hensley.
Yes, this is Ron Hensley. In regards to Tract A, yeah, we had extensive discussions and we revised the plat to incorporate those discussions to come up with this final configuration of Tract A, which all of Tract A is to meet the requirements of the open space buffer. So all of Tract A will have that overlying requirement and on the final plat, any necessary notations required as to that 45-foot buffer requirement. That will encompass all of Tract A.
This is
so, I don't see that any additional notes would be necessary or even appropriate on a plat, given a plat is to describe property, not individual improvements within that property. And I believe the IDO 45-foot buffer and the designation of Tract A as that 45-foot buffer meets all the requirements.
This is Harry Nelson. Thank you, Mr. Hensley. Any other concerns, Mr. Hensley, you want to voice? And I'm going to go back to staff, and then I'm going to probably take action on the preliminary plat.
Yes, I agree that and concur that this is a minor disturbance, not requiring any EPC action, and that any issues regarding construction can be addressed during construction approval.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Any other conditions that staff would like to place on there? I am going to have as a condition the articulated descriptions on Tract A identified for the final plat. I think that's enough of the intent that I don't think we need another preliminary plat hearing. But that's where I'm heading right now. So if any of the staff members have other opinions, I'd like to hear them before I make a ruling.
This is Mrs. Wolfley. Mr. Hearing Officer, I think that it would be good to have the preliminary plat approved with those identifications on Tract A of what you want. Over time, we forget, you know, what we were doing here, and there's no reason not to have this preliminary plat have those features on it. And I don't think we need to just have it wait for the final plat. And then, you know, Mr. Hensley might argue that those were never the real things that was intended. So I would just argue that rather than pushing that off to the final plat, it's just the this plat will be approved with that condition, and that they would update those things now. So the preliminary plat that we compare to the final plat in the future will be in accord.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Wolfley, thank you for the comments. What it's like the previous case, if there is substantial differences between the final plat and the preliminary plat, where we do not have a meeting of the minds, then they would have to go back and amend the preliminary plat at that point in time.
Well, I'm saying let's just get the preliminary plat looking the way we want it today, instead of having it homework for the final plat.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley.
Yes, this is Ron Hensley. I believe the notations referenced for the final plat would be adequate to defer this, to add language to the preliminary plat. Doesn't seem appropriate to me. As you stated, the line work and the actual plat will not change from preliminary to final. So any additional notes can be required as comments. I don't see any additional insight that would be granted to the hearing officer by adding those notes at this time.
I'm sorry, this is Mrs. Wolfley one more time. And I just want to point out, I don't think Mr. Hensley, I don't recall him doing a plat where we have major public open space and notes on it regarding how that major public open space needs to be become buffer, or that it needs to have the plat material approved by the city open space superintendent. But these are notes that have been on previous plats where they do abut major public open space. So I just want to help inform that may be unusual for his experience, but it's not unusual for what we have been doing on plats within these areas around Petroglyph National Monument.
Yeah, this is Hearing Officer Buchanan. I was looking at the plat of June 14th, 23 in the record. Mr. Hensley, I because this has been such a focal point between open space and your client, and I do hear you and I do relate to it, I concur with staff that I think it would be very clear on the plat of June 14th to update that, to add the notes of the major public open space north of that area, or the zoning that staff has, and on tract A, and again, I like tract A as a tract, one tract, but to identify the limits of the access easement for the continuation of Kelsey Dunes Loop, identified in tract A, and then the drainage portion of tract A also identified. Then I think what you would need to do then is there's some additional notes on there for the landscaping and those connection points, as well as you would need probably to articulate the sanitary sewer alignment through tract A connecting north. So I know we've been at this for many months, but we're very, very close. And I think if you could do that, then we could easily be on the November 8th hearing, and then it would just be reviewing that one set. And if you can get that to the staff, they would be able to have any additional Aegis issues or anything else. Mr. Hensley?
Yes, it's Ron Hensley. I'm not a surveyor, and I'm not fluent in the legalities of what you can and can't put on a plat. I think we're getting far afield, in my opinion, as a layman, as to what can be included on a plat. if we have specific direction and the surveyor is in concurrence with the language, I guess we can add it. But as I said, I'm not a surveyor and I don't know the legality of placing that kind of language on a plat. But if the specific language is supplied to us, we will provide it.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. That has been done many times. What we're asking for is quite common. I can have Mr. Biazar reiterate that. But I think what I'm going to do is defer this to the November 8th hearing and specifically request that on tract A, and let me just go ahead and do this. I'm going to move that this item be deferred to November 8th, 2023. On tract A, what I would like you to work with your surveyor on is to identify the public access easement limits on tract A connecting Kelsey Dunes Loop east and west, to identify the limit, the portion of tract A that will be used for drainage. You'll have a drainage covenant in the future anyway on tract A. And then to identify the balance of that as the landscape component to meet the buffering requirements. And that also to add the notes that the open space Parks and Recreation has asked to be placed on the plat, which is also quite common. If you have any, do you have any questions on that, those conditions?
Well, as I said, if the specific language that is being asked for could be provided, that would be helpful.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Biazar, is there a way that between you and Hydrology and Parks and Recreation, you could mark up the plat and provide that language?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. We can do that. No problem.
Okay.
I'll have to check with, yeah, no problem. We'll do that.
Okay. Mr. Inslee, anything else?
Oh, thank you, sir.
Okay. Hopefully November 8th, we will be our final time for preliminary plat. That will conclude agenda item 3.